So from all this we can see how extensive the Buddhist scriptures are. And of course it's very easy to get lost among them. It's even easier to get lost among the English translations, comparatively few even as they are. It's very easy to become confused as to what to read and what not to read. And it's even easy to forget what the word of the Buddha is, in a deeper sense. Among the words, among all the words, you miss or you lose the word. In other words, it's easy to forget the spirit of Buddha Vachana. You can read and study so many scriptures, you forget all about the word of the Buddha. And this spirit of the Buddha Vachana is very difficult to put into words. Perhaps, as we draw near the end of this lecture, it can be put into an image, into a sort of archetypal spiritual image. Or perhaps we can say, it will even appear as an image, because the spirit of the Buddha Vachana is embodied in the figure of the Bodhisattva Manju Gosha, the Bodhisattva of wisdom. And the name means he of gentle speech. Manju Gosha, he of gentle speech, is also known as Vag Ishwara, or Lord or Sovereign of Speech. Vag is the same word, it's the same root as we get in Vachana. Vag and Vach are identical. So Vag Ishwara, the Lord of Speech, the Sovereign of Speech. And he appears, as it were, in the midst of the dark blue, almost the midnight sky. And he appears seated, cross-legged, on a magnificent lotus throne. And he appears in the form of a beautiful youth, 16 years of age, and tawny coloured, a sort of rich yellow colour, with long black flowing tresses, clad only in silks and jewels. And he wields, in fact, in one hand, a flaming sword, a sort of scimitar which streams with fire, and in the other he holds, in fact he presses to his heart, a book, the scriptures, especially, we're sometimes told, the scripture of the perfection of wisdom. And he's surrounded by an aura of golden light, surrounded by rainbows. And he, this figure, Manju Gosha, Vagishvara, Lord Sovereign of Speech, is the embodiment, is the archetype of the word of the Buddha. And one can go even further than that, even higher than that. The word of the Buddha is embodied not only in the figure of a bodhisattva, but in the figure of the Buddha himself, in the figure of the Buddha of the White Lotus Sutra. Because here we are told in that sutra, is seated eternally on the spiritual vulture's peak, seated, that is to say, on the very summit of mundane existence, and there eternally proclaims the Dharma, proclaims the White Lotus Sutra, proclaims it not in words, as written down in the text of the sutra, proclaims it not even in images, as described in the text of the sutra, but proclaims it on that level, on that highest pinnacle of existence, proclaims it in terms of pure mantric sound, proclaims it as the primordial vibration, as it were, of reality itself. So that whether meditating, whether reading the scriptures, but whenever we are silent, whenever we are still, we too can pick up that vibration coming, as it were, from the height, the pinnacle of existence, coming from the Buddha mind, the enlightened consciousness, reality itself, and picking it up finally, subtly, gently, picking it up, we can ourselves begin to vibrate in accordance with it, in harmony with it. And we too can hear in that way, to that extent, in the very depths of our being, or what is the same thing, on the very height of our being, in the deepest and the highest and the truest and most comprehensive sense, can hear the word of the Buddha.